Hey guys, thanks for joining my new podcast on Anchor. Anchor is a great platform to listen to amazing podcasts, have your own guests, and even have your own show. Here are the details. Welcome to my life adventures. I'm the one and only Monica, the Spirit Queen. I'm a professional psychic medium and a paranormal investigator. My crew and I lurk in the shadows at nights, hunting spirits and demons. I do readings, break black magic spells, travel, expose fake psychics, and have clients from around the world. I'm no nonsense when it comes to honesty and respect. I have a crazy busy life, but I love it. My family keeps me going with their love and support. I will never give up, no matter what demons I have to face. Welcome back to the Paranormal Hour with Monica, the Spirit Queen. Everybody knows I was in the hospital a couple weeks ago, but no, I did not have the coronavirus. And everybody knows that I had to go there because everybody knows that I work 24 hours, 7 days a week around the clock, even though I do have my own business hours where clients only contact me between this time and that time in the day. And of course, I don't work on weekends, but I do still work on cases I take on during the week. So, you know, it comes to a point where I have to take a break. And if I don't, then my body will force me to take a break. And I've had a couple of people telling me I need to go get myself checked out because I wasn't feeling good. Luckily, I had nothing wrong with me. It was just, I'm not going to go into the diagnosis, but let's just say it was not coronavirus related. And I survived. I pulled through. It wasn't something too serious. But I do need to take it easy sometimes, which is normal, and everybody knows that. But let's move on from that. I did go to the hospital a couple of weeks ago, and this was around the beginning of the coronavirus. I would say a little bit more to the mid of it. And it was crazy because when people told me to go to the hospital, I said, I'm not going to go. You know, nobody wants to face the truth or the reality of their health, if they're going to live, if they're not, whatever. I did not want to face that, even though I knew that I didn't have the virus. I hate hospitals. Even before this stupid coronavirus crap started, I have a hard time trusting doctors, trusting physicians. I know a lot of them lie because they work hand in hand with pharmaceutical companies and they make money. So they're always going to come up with some kind of a diagnosis where you need to take prescription medication. And I hate that. I am one that doesn't like medication. I am one that, even if I'm on antibiotics for something, I always forget. So I have to set an alarm to remind me, hey, you got to take this. But anyways, I ended up going to the hospital and I was dreading, of course. Everybody was scared. Whoever was going to the hospital, everybody gets scared going to the hospital, period. Especially in a time like this. So my husband and I end up going to the hospital, and before we go inside, there's a booth or, you know, a small little table or whatever you want to call it, of two people sitting there with a hand sanitizer on the table, and then you have to get a sticker that says visitor. And obviously, I'm not a visitor. I'm a patient, but whatever. We go inside and I register and I said, you know, my symptoms or whatever, which had nothing to do, again, with the virus. I have to keep reminding the slow ones out there, so bear with me. Anyways, so I didn't even have to wait that long. I think the waiting period was like maybe 10 minutes. There was only one person in the lobby. And I said, okay, well, they're not busy. Maybe the situation here isn't so bad. So I waited about 10 minutes and then a nurse called me in to check my vitals, you know, get me checked in and get me a bed, just so they could run some tests and find out what's going on. And I was the only one that was allowed to go in the back. My husband was not allowed to go in the back. Nobody was allowed to go in the back. It was just that one patient. They were very strict about having visitors. There are absolutely zero visitors at this time. So I said, okay, whatever. So I went in the back. They checked my vitals, took my blood test, and they actually put me in towards the back of the emergency room, where I was nowhere near the patients that were infected. But again, when I went in there, I'm going to remind you guys, I had a face mask on. I did use a hand sanitizer, and I was visibly shaking because I did not want to be there. It was the wrong time to go there, but I had to. And at the same time, I was freaking out. I did not want to be in that hospital. Obviously, I don't listen to fake news. And then as time went by, I realized that the numbers were kind of off of the infections and the deaths and all the stuff from the virus. I don't know who to trust, who to believe anymore. I'm just going off of my instinct. And I think that social distancing, staying at home, is the best thing I could do to feel safe for myself and for my family. So that's what I've been doing this whole time. But anyways, we get into the back. They took my vitals and everything. And they told me that I had to get into a gown, which was weird because last year when I was there, it's actually on my YouTube channel where I stayed in my clothes, my own clothes I went in with when I had the pneumonia, and they gave me a private room. I stayed overnight. I did a vlog. I even did a reading on a couple of nurses over there on my vlog, which you guys could go back to my channel at Monica Spirit Queen and watch it on YouTube. But this time they were kind of being a little weird about me being in my own clothes. So they made me wear one of their hospital gowns. And I said, okay, well, I'm just going to follow procedures. I'm not going to argue. I'm going to go along with it. I just want to know what's going on with me at that moment, because I have a family and I have kids to worry about and take care of. I cannot afford to get sick. So I was there for a little bit, and they came in and, you know, took a urine test and all this other stuff. And then they told me, well, we have to do a CAT scan, and I don't have a problem with that. You can run all the tests you want on me. I just want to make sure I'm going to be okay. That's the bottom line. But when I had to take the urine test, I had to walk around the other side of where I was at to get to the bathroom, because apparently the bathroom that was right across from my room, or whatever that you call it in the ER in the back, was not working. It was out of order, and the nurse told me I cannot use that bathroom. So I had to go around and bypass all the other patients in the ER. Luckily, like I said, I was wearing a mask. I even asked if I could borrow a pair of gloves just so I could go to the bathroom with, because I did not want to touch anything with my bare hands. So the nurses were nice enough to give me a pair of gloves. I went in the bathroom. I did what I had to do. And then when I came out, the first thing I saw right across from me was this little tiny room. You know how they have the curtains that separates, they call them little rooms or whatever the hell they want to call it. There was a woman there, and I'll never forget her face because she just looked so miserable. They gave her a mask, and she took the mask off as if she didn't care anymore. And the way she looked at me was so weird and so sad. It was crazy because you don't expect this kind of stuff, like this reality shit, to be right in front of you. You don't expect to see it. You hear it on the news, you see it on social media, you don't expect to see it right in front of you. And this woman had a mask on, she pulled it down, she was holding it in her hand, and she was coughing. And I'm talking about, I smoke cigarettes and I cough. I do have the smoker's cough. And unfortunately, around this time of the season where the coronavirus decided to hit, I have allergies, a seasonal allergy. So, don't get that mixed up with the virus. But I can clearly see that this woman was suffering. And every time she would cough, she would put her head back as if she was trying to get some air in her lungs. And she would just cough a couple of big ones. And I know this because I stopped, like I froze. I was a great distance from her with a mask on, of course, but coming out of the bathroom and then seeing this miserable looking person in front of you, obviously anybody would stop in the right mind to you're not used to this kind of stuff, So I froze for a minute and she just looked at me like, I don't know if it was like, help me, or I don't know, like just the look in her eyes was really sad. And she didn't look that much older than me, which made me feel really bad and sad for her because, number one, nobody deserves to be in that much pain. And when they're looking at you, it's almost like, help me. It's help me. And the way she looked at me, it was crazy. Let's just say I felt hopeless. I literally put my head down and continued walking back to my so-called room or whatever you want to call it with curtains. Not too long after that, when you're in the ER, they put me way in the back, number one, where I had zero contact with anybody that was infected. I'm not even going to talk about half the people I saw in the back room of how miserable they were. Again, I didn't think it was going to be this bad until I personally saw it with my own eyes. And I think the fake news covers up a lot of shit, but I saw it with my own eyes of how bad some of these patients were, and they did not look normal. They didn't look like they had the flu or the cold or a broken leg or a gunshot wound or a stab wound. No, this is worse. When it attacks your lungs and you can't breathe, you might as well want to get shot in your leg or in your arm and feel that pain than you would rather feel the pain of not being able to breathe. It was unreal. I cannot believe what I was seeing with my own eyes. And again, I'm one of those people who have to see things with my own eyes in order to believe it. I could not believe what I was seeing with my own eyes. I felt like I was in a twilight zone. When I went back to my, again, so-called room with curtains way in the back, separated from the ones that were infected. Not 2 hours go by, I see the same woman that looked me in the eyes as if to say, help me, or I don't know what. It was just, it was a really sad feeling. It was a moment of connection between me and her. You guys know, knowing who I am, I can connect to people's energy and feel everything they feel. That's what happened because I felt so bad for her. And then 2 hours, not even 2 hours that go by, I see a nurse put her in a wheelchair. And it wasn't running, it was walking fast. You know, when you're in a hurry, but you can't run, but you have to walk fast to get to where you're going. That's what it was. It was in a slow motion, but the nurse was walking really fast. This woman had this breathing machine on her face. She was having a hard time breathing when she was sitting in the wheelchair. Her head was tilted all the way back, and she was gasping for air. And they took her through the big double doors where only employees could go in there with the work card or whatever. They slide that card through that machine and then the doors open up. That's what happened. And they just rushed her in the back. And I know that the back has the IC unit. I know they do the x-rays, they do the CAT scans. I know that because they took me in through those same doors to do the CAT scan. But when I saw her and I know where those doors led to, I know she wasn't going to get a CAT scan or an x-ray. They were rushing her to the IC unit. Her eyes were rolling back. It was almost like in a slow motion, just watching somebody, you know, taking their last breaths. Walk right in front of you. I hope she's okay. I really do. I don't wish this upon anybody. It's the worst feeling in the world, especially if you see it with your own eyes. And then what really pisses me off is when at this time people are asking and protesting in a couple of different states to open up their state so they can start working again. What I don't understand is before this virus hit, before this pandemic happened, before this panic happened, before these deaths and all these disease, virus, sickness started happening, months ago, years ago, people were. When you had to work, whether it was for the postal office, whether it was at a hospital, whether it's being a teacher, whether it's, attorney's office and the stores and the malls, cashier, customer service rep, you name it. Before, this coronavirus happened, all these people that worked in all these different companies and departments, you can't tell me that the majority of you guys were coming up with excuses to stay home and take a day off, take a week off, take a couple of days off, use an excuse to go on vacation. All this shit happened. You guys brought that on upon yourselves, saying, I need to get a paid vacation because of this and this, which is bullshit. Or my mom or my dad or somebody in the family died. I got to go to their funeral. Or, oh my God, I feel so sick. I need to take the day off. And you call in sick. Everybody had at least one kind of an excuse to stay home and take a day off. But now that you guys can take a day off or two or three or more, you guys are all complaining about going back to work. I understand that, but at the same time, you guys are getting your stimulus checks to help you out. And those who kept crying and coming up with excuses and killing off family members just to stay home every couple of months, I mean, come on. Stop crying about it. I heard that Florida opened up their beaches again, and now there's a second round of the virus going around because People cannot stay their asses at home. Would you rather stay home for a couple of weeks, maybe a month or two, and then continue to live your life the way it was before? Or do you want to risk that and actually either kill yourself with the virus, because it is a deadly disease? Nobody can hide that. Everybody knows that. It's the truth. It's out there. Or would you rather stay at home for a couple of weeks, stop being fucking spoiled, stop being using excuses of, I need to go see my friends, I miss clubbing, I miss going out to the bar, I miss doing... No, shut the fuck up. You don't miss any of that shit until you see what reality is right in front of you. I don't believe anything until I see with my own eyes. But when I see it, it's right there. It's proven to me. I don't care about the news. Everybody knows I don't watch the news. I don't give a shit about the news. I don't believe anything these fucking libtards are saying around the world. I don't. I don't believe in the number of deaths and infections and all this stuff. I believe what I see with my own eyes. And when I say I was scared to death to go to the hospital for myself, I was scared to go to death, scared to death to go to the hospital for myself, because I saw shit that I never thought it would actually exist in our lifetime. I saw this old man begging for his life, screaming. And you know what? You know, when the fake news puts out there that all these hospitals are you know, going crazy, and it's one death after another, and they're all, you know, it's not as crazy as you guys think, at least not in the hospital I was in. You have to stay calm in situations like this. And I believe that nurses and doctors are trained to stay calm no matter how bad the situation is. I mean, when I was there for a couple hours until I got my test results and I was released, you know, I kept hearing code this and code this through the intercom, but I never saw one nurse or a doctor running or panicking. You have to stay calm. You cannot panic. If you panic, things will get worse. That's why in the hospitals, all these nurses and doctors are staying calm no matter how tough the situation is for somebody. You have to stay calm. You cannot lose your cool. Otherwise, you might end up killing this particular patient with panicking and doing something you're not supposed to do, rather than staying calm and doing the right thing and saving a person's life. Same thing with you guys. I don't want to see in family members, you know, down the street having a barbecue, 30 people in a barbecue celebrating a birthday. That's just a fucking excuse. And then having your little kids run around the streets, riding their scooters and their bikes. And then it's crazy. Stop doing that shit. Stop it. And if you go into the store for essential shit, make sure you wear a mask. You don't have to wear gloves if you don't want to, if you don't care for yourself. I don't care for yourself. If you don't, I'm not going to dwell about it or stress about it. But at least wear a mask to avoid others getting infected, in case your dumbass that doesn't care about yourself or others don't get affected as well. This is ridiculous. I've been, you know, I had to run to the store to get some essential shit. And when I say when I go to the store, I go to the store either to grocery shop real quick and, you know, stay in the house for a week or two because I get enough groceries for that. Or I have to run, you know, at least once a week to a pet store to get the food for my animals, my pets, run back home, again, hand sanitizer, gloves, and a mask, and I keep my distance from everybody. I'm in and out. I don't associate with anybody. I don't stand there and talk to anybody. I play it safe, and you guys need to play it safe too. Not with wannabe thugs running down the street thinking, oh, I'm a thug, nothing can happen to you. Number one, you dumbasses, pull your fucking pants up. Nobody wants to see your ugly asses out there. Pull your goddamn pants out, up, and use a belt. And those who have a belt, learn how to use one. And number two, For those who have their quinceanero or their sweet 16 or their teenage birthdays or whatever the fuck it is, or even a child that's 1 year old and doesn't even realize it's their birthday, you decide to throw a huge birthday party with 30, 40, 50, 60 guests in your house, and all these little rugrats running around riding their scooters and their bikes, and you guys having a beer and drinks and just don't give a shit about everybody else, talk out loud, stay up all night, cough and sneeze in the air, you know, grow the fuck up. You know, who are you trying to show off? That's what I want to know. Who are you trying to show off? Seeing these death tolls going up, if I didn't see with my own eyes, I wouldn't believe it. I've seen it with my own eyes. I'm not even going to tell you half the shit I saw in the ER. But let's just say, if I see it and I'm taking it serious, what does that tell you with you guys? This is serious. You guys are, you can't be ignorant about the situation of what's going on around the world right now. It's not one state, it's not one country, and it's definitely not one city. It's the entire world that's affected right now. Whether we want to blame China or not for it, I think they should be accountable. You know, they should be held accountable for it. But that's not the point. The point is, they fucked up. But are we going to fuck up even more? Or are we going to be smarter than them? And are we going to stay home, practice the social distancing? You're not going to die. Okay, your home should be your security, your safe haven, where you come back to feel safe and secure and normal and stay healthy. So why is it bothering you so much right now that you have to stay home for a couple of weeks? Couple of fucking weeks. I don't care how long it takes. Stay your ass home. If you don't care about yourself and the public, care about your family, care about your kids, care about your nieces and nephews and your grandkids. Care about the little ones in your home and your family. How ignorant and selfish do you have to be to throw all these stupid ass parties because it's somebody's birthday? You know how many millions of people around the world celebrated their birthday virtually without having to invite anybody to their house so they don't get infected and they don't have the death toll rising up like other idiots are doing? What's up with Florida? Really, Florida? The governor in Florida sucks. You guys all need a new governor. You need to vote that piece of shit out, and you need another governor that actually has hair on his nutsacks. Seriously, if you don't have the balls to control the state you are running and controlling, you don't deserve to be a governor. I'm not talking about gun laws. I'm not talking about fucking up our constitution or amendments. No, that we can stand up for. There's a difference. When it comes to a deadly disease, infection, virus, pandemic around the world, I think all the governors in every state and every country needs to be strong, put their foot down and say, this is what it is. Don't go overboard with having cops beat up people or take them to jail and all this shit. No, that's not right. But, you know, set guidelines and set rules and set, you know, times of what time they can leave the house up to what time. A curfew will be okay. A curfew would be okay until this is over with. People, this is not the end of the world. The world is not going to end. Okay. I already know, and I'm pretty sure the smart ones out there know, this is not how the world ends. Not over some fucking stupid ass disease that was created in another country that was funded by previous president, I'm not going to name, but everybody knows that he was a traitor before the president we have now. So with that said, you got to be smarter than the ignorant liberals out there that want their freedom. What freedom are you going to have? The freedom of going to the beach? It's not summer yet. I'm pretty sure you guys can wait a couple of weeks till the weather warms up a little bit more to go to the beach, okay? It's not summer yet. You guys are not going to die without sunlight for a couple of weeks. And those who are too pale and desperately need the sunlight to get a tan, you can wait a couple of weeks until the tanning salons start opening up. Then you can go get a tan and pretend you were at the beach this whole time. Don't be stupid. Don't be arrogant. Don't be ignorant. Don't be dumb. Stay inside. It's not going to kill you. Who the fuck does not want to stay at home and feel safe in the first place? I mean, to be honest with you, with as much traveling I do with my career and my life, with as much time I spend with my clients, going out, visiting them, and on top of that, filming at different locations with paranormal investigations I do. I wish I can be home more than I go out sometimes because I miss home. I miss my family. I miss my kids. I miss my animals. I miss everybody at home. So I want to come back to them, but I have to do what I have to do because this is my life. But at the same time, I'm not going to cry about it because I can't travel to Florida or to California or to Texas or to England. I mean, you name it. I have clients from around the world. I can't go there at the moment because I want to keep myself safe along with my family. I'm going to follow the guidelines and stay home to stay safe for my family. I can live being home for a couple of days. If you get bored, that's what cable is for. That's what the internet is for. That's what all these dumbass social media sites are there for. I mean, I'm not gonna name them, but there's quite a few dumb ones that, are pretty entertaining for the brainless ones. So it's not gonna be hard for you guys to find something to watch on social media. When it comes to having respect, number one, have self-respect for yourself. Okay, protect yourself. If you're gonna go out to the store, I want you to wear, not just me, I'm pretty sure the entire world wants you to wear a mask and gloves. Okay, if you don't have hand sanitizer, that's fine. If you don't have gloves, that's fine. But I'm pretty sure if you cannot afford or find a mask to buy, you can make something with the cloth at home, put it over your mouth, and have respect for others in the public around you when you go out. I went to this Mexican grocery store down the street earlier, and I had to run in there to grab something real quick. I normally don't like to shop in there because let's just say there are too many racist fucks in there that work there, that don't speak English. But I had to run in there today, and they have the sign, which I didn't even notice until today, on their door of no guns. And everybody knows I always have my handgun in my holster on my hip everywhere I go. Nobody could say anything to me because the laws overwrite the policies of these little stores or mom and pop shops or wherever you go. Okay, the laws override them. So I know legally I can carry my gun on me and go to the store. So I go in there, and the first person I see is this lady at register four with gloves on, clear plastic gloves, and no mask. Then the lady behind her at the register, I believe it was register three, same thing. So I walked to the lady at register four, and I said, "Can you have somebody meet me in the liquor department because I wanted to get a bottle of brandy, just to add to my collection along with the shopping I was doing, I said, well, you know what, I could get a brandy and add to my bar collection at the moment. In case we do end up staying a little bit longer in a quarantine, shit, somebody needs a shot or two before they go to bed just to unwind, you know what I'm saying? There's no crime in that. So, I went and walked up to the liquor department, and this fat Mexican guy comes by. He has a gun on his side in a holster. He looks at me. I point to what I want, and I said, I want this bottle. He looks at me and he says, no, that. What do you mean, no, that? He's pointing at my gun, and he says, no, that. Come to find out, this person does not speak English, but yet he's working in a Mexican supermarket in America, with a gun on his side and doesn't speak one word of English. He couldn't even tell what the word gun. I was so fucking frustrated. Now, everybody knows I'm not a racist, but fair is fair. Okay, no matter what, you're in America. If it was the other way around, we wouldn't even be able to cross our guns to the Mexican border. But yet, I'm going inside a Mexican store in America, in my country, where I'm a U.S. citizen. I have a gun on my side, walking in for my own protection, of course. Asking to buy something because I'm purchasing, I'm a paying customer. And the security guard that doesn't speak English, doesn't even know how to say gun, has a gun on his holster, on his hip. And he's pointing at my gun and he said, know that. Know that what? So I told him, I said, I'll tell you what, I'll be fair. I will put my gun away. You know, take it in my car and put it away before I finish my shopping. If you know how to say this word, what are you pointing at? He couldn't even say gun. And at the same time, he wasn't even wearing a mask. He had no gloves. So I told him, I said, I'll tell you what. I will put my gun away. Even though it's legally registered to me, even though I'm a U.S. citizen and I'm legally allowed to carry it on me, I will put it in my car and put it away if you put a fucking mask on. And he couldn't even do that. This is the sad reality of what we live in. If I really wanted to waste my time, which y'all know I don't waste my time on ignorance and stupid people. If I wanted to waste my time, I could have said, call the cops so I could let the cop actually school them with the gun laws and our constitution and our amendments and all the shit. But then again, it's not worth me wasting my time on dumb people. So I got what I had to get. I got the hell out of there. But this is the reality of what we're living in right now, you guys. We need to protect our community, our constitutional rights, our amendments. We need to protect us as U.S. citizens. We cannot allow people to come from different places around the world and tell us what we can and can't do in our own country. And better yet, they don't even know how to speak English. This is what irritates me more than anything. I have clients in Mexico. I have clients in Spain. I have nothing against them. But when you come into my country and you try to tell me what to do in my country, and I'm a legal citizen in my country and have all the rights I have in my country in the United States of America, you have no fucking right. I don't give a shit. You could post 10 different things in front of your store telling us that we cannot have a gun in there. I'm going to walk in there with my 9mm on my hip and you can kiss my ass. And if you want to call the cops, call the cops. Because I bet your ass they're going to school your ass like you've never been schooled before. Maybe it's time for them to go back to school. Maybe it's time for them to start reading the books about our country and what our rights are. We cannot allow this to happen in our country. And we also cannot allow these ignorant fucks to come here and then walk the streets with their pants sagging down their ankles. And then threatening others, saying our government is against us. So we're going to end up shooting people up. No, you don't do that. We need to come together as a whole and work together. If we have to follow the guidelines and stay home to be safe, then that's what we have to do. We don't act stupid. No matter how pissed off you guys are at the world and you don't want to be in quarantine, this is the reality of it, you guys. Come on. A couple weeks at home is not going to kill you. Serious, it's really not. The bars will open up, the hotels and casinos will open up, the airlines will open up, the borders will open up. It's all in due time, though. You can't force something that's out of your hands. Protesting is going to make it worse. Kentucky, I just saw a thing saying that the numbers have risen and skyrocketed. I don't know how true that is, but I do see the pictures of people protesting there, and in Michigan, and in New York, and in California. I mean, come on. It's not going to kill you. Stay home for a little bit, okay? It might even give you some time to be with your family, to reunite with your family, to make amends with those who you had a problem with. I mean, there's so many things you could do. And take this advantage, because life is too short and is too valuable for you guys to waste it on anger and hatred, because you want to go out bowling, to the movies, to the bars, to the casinos, to the hotels, to the Bahamas, to Hawaii. I don't give a shit where you guys want to go. You'll still go there. But you guys need to learn patience. I know what I saw with my own eyes. I'm not going to go into details with everything, but I know what I saw with my own eyes, and it's really sad. It's really sad. My doctor came in after the results came back, and he said, okay, well, you're going to be on antibiotics, two different antibiotics, for about a week. Do you want to, I could keep you here for 2-3 days and give you the antibiotics, or I could give you the script and you could go home and do it. And I said, I looked at him dead in his eyes. No, I was so serious. I looked at him and I said, with the mask on, and I looked at him and I said, to be honest with you, doc, I'm scared to be here. I don't want to be here. I want to go home. I will take the second option, get the script, and I want to go home. I don't want to be here. If I said that, Monica the Spirit Queen, that is not afraid of anything, imagine what that means for the rest of you. Stay at home. Don't be selfish. Don't be stupid. Protect yourselves. Protect everybody else. You guys will be just fine, I promise you. This is just a temporary shit that's going around. And of course, it's not the first disease or virus, and it's not going to be the last. And it's not an ass disease. Seriously, lay off the wipes, the toilet paper, the napkins, the paper towel. It's not an ass disease. Stop acting like it's a fucking ass disease and leave some toilet paper and wipes for those who need them, for their kids and their family. Stop being stupid, ignorant, and selfish. You guys know I don't beat around the bush. I call it, you know, stupid people as it is. I respect everybody, but if you're going to act dumb, I'm going to call you as it is. Don't be stupid, okay? This is not an ass virus. It's not an ass virus, okay? You don't have a colon disease or whatever the fuck it is up your ass. You don't have that, okay? If you want to get fucked in your ass, you can still get fucked in your ass. There is no disease up there.
So stop it. If you have to go shit, you'll go shit. There's no disease up there. There's no disease up your asses. So stop panicking. Panicking makes it worse. It turns people against each other. Stop acting like animals and start acting like human beings and start acting normal. Life goes on. This is not the end of the world. When the end of the world comes, it's nothing compared to what's going to happen. Trust and believe, it's nothing compared to what's going to happen. So stop acting stupid. Grow the fuck up. I notice kids, little kids, elementary kids, junior high kids, high school kids are thinking more logical than the adults are now. I've seen them. I've talked to all of them. I know. These kids are smarter than adults. The kids are looking at the adults and shaking their heads like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Why are you being so stupid? Why are you being so paranoid and panicking? There is a limit to everything. You don't have to panic. Yes, this is a crazy pandemic. This is a virus that's going on around the world. But you don't have to act stupid. Don't go overboard. Don't go buying all the toilet paper. Because this is not an ass virus, okay? It's not an ass virus. You can shine your ass every single day. But if you have the virus, which is an upper respiratory infection that creates shit little mucus to where it stops your breathing and expands your lungs to where it can no longer handle the pressure and you stop breathing, it's not going to change anything even if your ass is clean, okay? When the autopsy comes in, when it's time for your burial, they're not going to turn your body around in an open casket for people to see your ass. So this is not an ass disease, and I'm not saying this to be funny or smart. This is the reality of it. Stop being fucking stupid. Before this pandemic hit, everybody was buying everything at a normal amount. Now, all of a sudden, everybody's buying everything they fucking can. And more than half that shit goes bad anyway, and they throw it away. Stop being stupid. Stop being ignorant. Okay? And stop being sheep and wake the fuck up. Stop listening to the fake news. I talk to so many people on a daily basis where they just, I swear to God, I mean, if migraine would have another name, I have it. They give me migraines because of the amount of stupidity that comes out of their mouths. You don't know. You're not experts. Let the experts take care of what they're taking care of. You follow directions and you will be just fine. You want your state, your city, your town to open up right now. In order to make that happen, stay your goddamn fucking asses home. The longer you stay home, the more people that stay home, the faster and sooner the economy will go back to normal and the cities and states and countries will start opening up. But in the meantime, as long as you act ignorant and stupid and you think you're above the law and you think you're better than the law, guess what? Those are the people that end up in the hospital. And then they make all these bullshit videos online telling others not to do what they did. Well, if you weren't dumb enough to do what you did and ended up in that situation, then you wouldn't have to be scared and risk your life and then make all these videos to make other people panic. Don't make any of those videos. If you're in a hospital and you're sick, don't make those videos to make other people panic even more than they already have thanks to the fucking fake media, the fake news out there. People die with flus around the world every fucking year, more than they have died with this coronavirus. Take a chill pill, relax, practice your social distancing, have some respect, manners, and boundaries for others when you go out. Wear a mask. Get your fucking gloves. And act normal. Don't make threats thinking that the government is targeting you. So you're going to go out in a shootout with everybody else in this world just because you're pissed off about this virus, because you can't go down the street and have some beer with your buddies. Sorry, but newsflash, reality, life doesn't work that way, okay? Everybody knows life isn't fair. Everybody knows life isn't fair. But you gotta make it fair for yourself, and you gotta make it fair and equal with everybody else. Put yourself in other people's shoes of how they would feel or what they would do. Or what you would do, I should say, if you were in somebody else's shoes and somebody did that to you. You wouldn't tolerate it. So what makes you think other people are going to tolerate your ignorance? Stop your shit. Stop your childish games. I've seen it firsthand. I know what it looks like. I know how it feels because I've seen it. I made a connection. I've seen it with my own eyes. So stop your bullshit now. No, I don't have the virus to clear the air again. Since I did in the beginning of this podcast, I'm going to do it at the end. I don't have the virus. I am perfectly healthy. I'm perfectly fine. My message and my point is for everybody else around the world to stop acting ignorant, stop acting stupid, do what you have to do, and follow the rules and directions. And maybe that will save your life and other loved ones around you. But don't be selfish. Selfishness is what gets you in trouble. Selfishness is what makes karma come after you. Don't be selfish and don't be stupid. Stay home. Do what you gotta do. Follow the instructions. It's not the end of the world. Stores will open up. Bars will open up. Work of opportunity will come along. Everything will go back the way it was. Except that you guys obviously have to wake up and not be sheep anymore after this. But beside that point, life goes on. You're not going to die staying home for a couple of weeks, month or two, maybe 3-4 months. You're not going to die, okay? You're not going to die, I promise you. You can go into depression. You can go into all this craziness. That's what social media is for, to keep you entertained. Watch some videos on Hulu and Vudu and YouTube and all these other platforms out there. Contact loved ones, family, friends. Talk to them. Keep yourself entertained. You know, whatever hobby you put on hold, start doing that hobby at home. Keep yourself busy and you'll be fine. But anyways, thank you guys for listening in. I want you guys to subscribe, monthly subscription, because I will be having a lot more podcast. I'm going to be talking about everything from the paranormal to the spiritual to the hauntings to reality to real talk to real life. You guys already know how real I am. I'm all over social media. So, go to MonicaSpiritQueen.com if you want a reading, if you want my help with attachment, spirituality, anything that has to do with spirituality, let me know. Please be sure to leave your phone number. Again, I can't stress this enough. If you don't leave your phone number, I do not contact you back. Keep it at a respectable level. I don't take demands from anybody. In fact, if you demand me for something, you're going to get my wrath and it's not going to be pretty. I'll tell you that much. So keep it respectful. Love you guys. Please stay home for now. Stay safe. And I will see you guys next time. Take care.